Hello, and welcome to Mr. Marr's History Podcast. Google Mr. Marr History to get more help with Nationals Higher and Advanced Higher History. In today's podcast, we will be looking at new industries in Scotland in the 1920s. We will begin by explaining why Scotland's economy faced a problem in the 1920s, and then go on to consider the new industries that emerged from this. The Great War had a mixed economic impact in Scotland, firstly bringing wealth and then decline. And by the 1920s, both the Scottish and British economy began to change. After 1918, Scotland's industries faced major economic problems. Heavy industry no longer had the same demand as it had during the war, and it also faced more competition from abroad. This led to more businesses collapsing and a huge increase in unemployment. Scotland's shipyards, especially on the Clyde, had to compete with other countries, which led to fewer orders. And the jute industry in Dundee went into decline due to cheaper or alternative cloth being available from elsewhere. Scotland's geography also created problems in industry. Large parts of Scotland were not connected to the electricity grid, making it hard to power factories. And in addition, the location of other Scottish businesses meant they were too far away from transport links, which made it difficult to transport the goods that they produced at a reasonable price. There were other reasons for economic collapse as well. In 1920, the introduction of Prohibition, which was the banning of alcohol in the United States, meant that there was fewer orders from America for whiskey, and all of this caused economic decline in distilleries across the country as well. Various steps were taken to try and fix these problems. Some companies merged to have fewer workplaces trying to attract work, and the government also offered loans to companies to set up in areas that had high unemployment. Post-war unemployment levels led to fears that there might be a violent revolution in Britain. The government offered help, such as free travel or land, to British people that moved elsewhere in the British Empire to live and work. However, some new industries did emerge to create jobs, including car manufacturing. Companies such as Halley's and Arrol Johnson opened up car factories, making products including the Victory car. It wasn't just cars that were being built either. Other vehicles, or the parts for them, were also being produced. The Albion Motor Company built buses and lorries, and Harland and Wolff in Glasgow built diesel engines to power their ships. Energy also helped create new jobs in Scotland. The Grangemouth oil refinery was opened in 1924, and work also began to build a British electricity grid, with the first grid tower, or pylon, being built in Edinburgh. The rise of electricity in homes meant people could afford more luxury goods. Factories in the south of England made vacuum cleaners and electric irons. And sewing machines continued to be made in Clydebank in Scotland. Although some new heavy industries emerged in Scotland, most new heavy industries in Britain were based in the south. This was because these areas had much better electricity connections and were also closer to their customers, meaning the goods could be transported quicker and at a cheaper price. Other industries also saw change at this time, including insurance companies. The general accident insurance firm in Perth expanded in the 1920s, especially with a deal to insure every Morris Minor car in Britain. Other insurance companies were also set up in Scotland at this time. Farming also changed in the 1920s. Farming methods improved, such as using new technology like tractors, and also many farms started growing and producing different types of food, including poultry, and soft fruit such as strawberries.